Mr. Ruiz adding Magen Avraham points out when one says Vidui on Yom Kippur, he says Ein Ladaber B'Shas Vidui Afil B'Amiras Alchet. Not only with Hashamnu, but even Alchet, which is rather long and stretch on, one should refrain from all speech during the entire course of Alchet until one has completed the Vidui. He says Kaddish and Kedusha will be an exception, but one should not be speaking, which comes up occasionally if somebody has children and shul next to them or something else that comes up. Well, not that frequently, but if it happens, one should not be speaking until the end of the completion of Alchet. Now the question is, where exactly is Mishmur talking about? Now we know when we say Vidui over the course of Yom Kippur, half the times are with the middle of our own Shemoneh Esrei, and half the times are with the Chazan. So as far as the ones that we say as part of Shemoneh Esrei within our own Shemoneh Esrei, those are governed by the same laws that apply always in Shemoneh Esrei. When someone's davening Shemoneh Esrei and they're up to the end of Shemoneh Esrei, can they talk? Can they answer? Can they do whatever they do? Those are the same rules that will govern Alchet. What is that? So namely, there's a basic, well-known question. Should one be saying Yul Ratzon Nimrei Fi before saying the Alchetz in Shemoneh Esrei? There's a basic machlokes, famously, the Mishabru, and most of the Paiskim hold, that one should go ahead and say Yul Ratzon before. The Gaon and others say that one should not. What's the question? On the one hand, Chazal said they very specifically intended that Alchetz shouldn't be a freestanding Vidui, it should be part and parcel of our Shemoneh Esrei. We go from Shemoneh Esrei straight into Vidui. Now, that being the case, you want to connect the two. If you say Yul Ratzon in between the two, you're effectively ending Shemoneh Esrei, and now you're going on to something else, Tachnunim. You're allowed to add the Shemoneh Esrei. You know, in our own Shemoneh Esrei, on a daily basis, we're allowed to add whatever we want. If we say Yul Ratzon first, really effectively, we've ended, for the most part, Shemoneh Esrei. And there's still a very important significance to going on. It's still part of Tefillah. But you've lost that benefit of the legal, in the legal sense, of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gaon says, don't say Yul Ratzon. Keep your Vidui attached to your Shemoneh Esrei. Mishmaru, on the other hand, says it's better not to, because very often you'll run into questions what to do. If you hear Kaddish, Kedusha, anything else during the course of Vidui, you'll get stuck. Now, generally, most places can hold like Mishmaru, you should say Yul Ratzon before. The Gaon says not. Regardless, the best solution really, to be Yitz according to everybody, would be don't say Yul Ratzon before. That way it's attached to your Shemoneh Esrei. And if it happens to occur that while you're in the middle of saying Vidui, you hear them coming up to Kedusha, you should go ahead and say Yul Ratzon. Now, regardless, if one did say Yul Ratzon and one did not say Yul Ratzon, the halacha would end up being the same for various reasons, that one can answer, in the middle of Vidui, one hears Kedusha, one can go ahead and answer Kaddish, Kaddish, that alone, that pasuk, without the add-ons afterwards. The pasuk of Baruch Kvod Hashem Kaimai, and that alone, not the Yemloich and not the other psukim and the other parts of Kedusha. And when it comes to Kaddish, one can answer Amen Yesh Mirabah and the main, which comes after Damir and Ba'alma. The other mains are generally not, should not be said. There are other the things one could answer, the whole list of them. I'd rather not go into that at the moment. But generally, those specific cases where one should answer Amen, even if one said Yul Ratzon, if one didn't say Yul Ratzon, one could do it as well, but it would be a B'diavet. Now, That's all as far as the middle of our own Shemoneh Esrei. So we have a general idea that when you, no matter whether you said Yul Ratzon or not, whatever you do with this, the bottom line is that you're still standing in the middle of Tefillah, and you certainly can't engage in a casual conversation. So Mishabru didn't come to tell you that, because again, that's already discussed earlier in the halachas of regular Shemoneh Esrei. So what does the Mishabru mean? Mishabru means that even when you're saying the Vidui with the Chazan, at that point you're not in the middle of any bracha. You're saying Vidui, so why can't you talk? Nonetheless, you can't. He says you can't talk, and you can't, you know, you're not in the middle of a bracha, you're not in the middle of anything else. He's saying Vidui. And yet there's a halacha that in the middle of Vidui one can talk. So the question is, what exactly is the source and understanding of this? And I saw that Shmuel Kamenetsky suggests that there's a concept in Vidui that Rambam mentions a few places. There's a concept of Vidui has to be l'fnei Hashem. L'fnei Hashem tetaru on Yom Kippur, and l'fnei Hashem always Vidui. And that is, when I do tshuva, I can't just talk to myself. Same way when I go to a friend and I did something wrong, I have to go to him and approach him. When I wronged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to go ahead and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I sinned to you. You have to address the Kodesh Baruch Hu face to face, so to speak. There's a concept of Fnei Hashem. If you're standing face to face with any respectful person, you don't interrupt for any, you know, for the truth to go check your messages or anything else. You're talking to somebody important. If it's your boss, be it somebody else, you understand that. So if you go ahead and you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Fnei Hashem to Toru, a middle of Vidui, I'm talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it would be disrespectful to go ahead and engage in other conversations. However, obviously something that Davish Bekdusha, one has to answer Kedusha, one has to answer Kaddish, one has to, you know, someone has to go out to the restroom and come back and say Ashiyotzar, it would seem as well that would not be a problem at all. But again, generally, ideally, in the case of Vidui, even by turning the Vidui, which is said by the Chazan, one should, with the time when the Chazan starts, one should not engage in any other conversation.